It's taken 7 years to construct, but investors say it's been worth the wait. And for Nigerians who've struggled with fuel shortages for decades, hope that the refinery marks a turning point.
A notable milestone for our economy and a game changer for the downstream petroleum products market, not only in Nigeria, but the entire African continent.
The presence of five African presidents at the launch underlined the expectations of a continent dependent on fuel imports.
Our products will satisfy the local demand of Nigeria, and it will satisfy the local demand of most West African countries, and will be able to export even Central Africa, Angola, Congo, Brazzaville, and Co. So, you know, it's a very huge capacity. 40% of our production will be for export.
For decades, Nigeria exported its crude oil, only to import the more expensive refined product back.
Africa's biggest oil producer is unable to refine its crude oil, so it's looking at this refinery to help. Millions of Nigerians are unhappy about higher fuel cost. They also hope the plant will ease shortages and end the country's petroleum subsidy program that they say costs taxpayers tens of billions of dollars every year.
The state-owned Nigerian Oil Company, which has a 20% stake in the plant, will supply nearly half of the refinery's daily crude needs.
So we have secured access to supplying this refinery 300,000 barrels of crude oil every day. That means a secure market for NNPC. As our production grows, our capacity grows as a company. So this is a very, very perfect situation for our company.
The $19 billion refinery is expected to save Nigeria the $23 billion it spent on importing refined petroleum products in 2022.
We're certain that it will ease up a lot of the constraints that we've encountered in doing business in Africa, especially in manufacturing and in transportation.
Environmentalists say they are worried about the pace at which fossil fuels are being exploited and used.
It's causing so much negative impact on the environment, with the oil spills when you extract, with the gas flaring, and also just the combustion of the fossil fuel. It's causing tremendous issues in the atmospheric balances.
But Nigeria, like most African oil producers, is making a case for a slower transition from fossils to renewable energy. It says petroleum will continue to be in its energy mix as it makes that transition. Ahmed Idris, Al Jazeera, Ebejuleki, Nigeria.